David Schwartz. You David? Or Jason Allen? Okay. So let's go back. I don't think anybody that much had prepared this morning because of the shiur. Let's finish up what we were doing yesterday. The question that we focused on yesterday was once the Gemara made the distinction between Pilpul Ratifta and Pilpul Yabeshta. I explained Yabeshta and Ratifta based on the Rashba, but it just occurred to me today that maybe this is a different shot. The Rashba, I think, is clear that the Rashba says. We lost it? Oh, good, okay.
Which else was it?
What was that?
Which post was it?
Don't know. Pilpilo was. Try from the dime. Yeah, right. It's not clear from the Rashba, that's quite clear, but it seems to me from the clear from the Rashba that what we explained yesterday, that Pilpul Ratifta is an earlier stage than Yabeshta. Yabeshta is a later stage, right? And probably the reason why I jumped to that conclusion is because that's the same thing with Ugabi the Nuts. The Shkedin is an earlier stage and a later stage. It occurred to me today that did anybody learn a different pshat in Ratifta and Yabeshta? No, Ezra?
Maybe that when you're cooking it with other stuff.
Right, so what would you, why would you say that?
That's what they talked about by Himlasa.
By Himlasa. Yeah. Right, but I think that's also, that if you look at Tosfos, Beretiva, Kigoin, like this, whatever this is. And that, we know what it is from the Rashi that Iran, and from the Rashi in Yuma, which we have the Oz V'Hodesh on the side, that is a mixture of spices with honey. So the Tosha seems to read, Retiva kigoin mevorachin alov bari v'yadama. If you eat it with a mixture of honey, aval yibishta, if you eat it dry, le mevorachin alei. Mechain alocha bezagvila. She ain regim lachol ella biritiva. Kigoin velitvara. So it seems what Tosfos is pshat is, but that biritivta means you're eating it as part of a mixture. It's like something like, I would assume, something along the lines of chumash. We probably don't have these things. Maybe if you go into a real Mid-Eastern restaurant, maybe you'll see different kinds of pastes that people eat on their own as the paste. It's like taking a spoonful of hummus. That's probably what that kind of a thing. So, I think that's what Tosfos is saying. I think that's the simple reading of Tosfos. A little bit of a different shot. The Rashba seems to say the way we said it yesterday. And I was sort of conditioned to think that Bertivasa meant that from the Sugya of Egoism. But it would sound like the Tosfos is saying from all the examples, and then he goes on to say, "Avol eitz shel kinnamon shekoren kanila mevarchel mevar piyadama v'nei shiragin laochloi biyoyvesh v'gam agor laaretz kemoi kinnim shel tzukra." And the last line about the certain kinds of nuts, shegam noigin laochol oison biyoyvesh. And also, it seems to be consistent with the Gemara itself. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Haber tivas ami yabeshta." Amar le'Rabban le'Meimer, "Kos zayvilu b'yom tikipur poter." V'amar Rava, "Hi, hamlosa da'asi mei honduis." What's hamlosa? Hamlosa is this mixture. "Hi, hamlosa da'asi mei hondoi sharya u'mevorach le bar priyadama." So it seems to me that that's how Tosfos is learning pshat. The Meiri, when I read the Meiri yesterday, I thought it was like the Rashba. When I looked at the mirror again today, to me it's not conclusive. Once you allow for this possibility that Bertivta means in a mixture, when it's sweetened up, so then it's not clear what the Meiri would actually say. L'aniyas daiti, that's what Taisha seems to be saying. Right? That's just I think either way, it seems from the we'll see in a moment the Beis Yosef that the yisod of here, the principle of here, is that we're talking about things that are not usually eaten on their own. That their primary purpose is to be processed and to be eaten along with other things. All right. So that's the sugya. The question that we raised yesterday is that the Gemara says that you have pilpula retipta and pilpula yabeshta. You have something that is primarily grown as a spice. You can eat it apparently as part of a concoction and take a spoonful of it. That's right. That's kos pilpule. That's why Rashi says, kol davar she'adam me'achas le'kedarkei mikra k'sisa. So the Gemara says that to eat it, beretivta, apparently that is a normal way to eat it. And the Gemara says that it has the status of a pre-eitz because we learn that there's a chiyuv orla. If a person eats it biyabeshta, so then that's not a normal way to eat it. The machlokes whether you say shehakol or a bari pri adama. So the question we raised yesterday is that if a person eats it birtivosa, that apparently is a normal way to eat it, right? Because it's being contrasted to kos, which is shleike derech. So if you eat a pri, which is chayiv orla, in a normal way, it should be bar priyates, right? It should be a daite dehachi nate yinshe, and it's orla. No, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. So it's a pella, the Taisvis, and the Rif, Rambam, all say Migu Bar Pri Adam. Right? That's what we raised yesterday. So yesterday we explained that the concept of a Daita Dochi Nate Inche is according to Tosfos, it might be a concept of Chashivus. And therefore what Tosfos is saying is that in this case what a dait dochi nate inshe gives it the lashon of pri, so in this case it loses that because even though it's a dait dochi, but it's still not choshev because it only meant as part of a mixture. We brought that there's another example of a dait dochi nate inshe, and we'll come back later on that this idea might be help us explain the rest of Tosfos. But what bothered me this morning, what bothered me is that it still doesn't work. So still should have had a good cash in this. What should you have asked? No. And daita rochi nate inshe, what does that do for us? Where do we use that? Go ahead.
Something secondary to make it, which is not something that's not the ikur pri, we make it into a pri.
And therefore it moves it from one bracha to one bracha.
Shackle to adam.
Very dumb. We use it that the Gemara applied at daita rochi nate inshe by kura, right? That the in fact I just saw today that the a rav in Brazil, his name is Ilowitz. So he wrote a tshuva that hearts of palm now should be a bar pri eitz, because in Brazil they grow date trees in order to provide the hearts of palm. So we'll look at it a little bit more, but that's an important aura that now he's saying he would say a dait and a hochi nata yitche, right? So now our Gemara said, because kura is not a daita achinata yinshei. Therefore, we paskind that kura one makes a shahakal on it. Correct? So machloik is whether hadoma or shahakal. So the Gemara is hilchasa kishmuel, that we say shahakal because no one plants a date tree for the purpose of kura, because as Rashi says, you end up chopping your tree down all the time. You'd never get a tree if you plant it just for the house of home. So it's impossible. So therefore it must be that's lava night and issue, therefore it's a shahaka. Would it be a daita rachinati yinshei? That would bump it up to a bore priadom. Alright? Now, if the kura would be the pri and it'd be osir ba'orla, it'll get bumped up to eight, probably. Oh, that's not a pre. It's not a pre eight. Fine. So now, but a daita the hachi is what bumps it from a shahakol to a priadoma. So what I said may be correct. That if it's not a daita the hachi, it's not choshev enough to be even considered priadoma. So that might be correct. We can explain now be yes or be or. Because we pointed out that when we completed the sugya on klipe on the kafrisin, right? So we said that the Bahag writes you don't make a bore, you can't make a bore pri eitz because it's not chayiv in orla, so you make a bore pri adama. So we said it's an interesting idea. Priya Eitz is defined by Orla. What's Priya Dhamma? If I need a challah shaped pri to call it Priya Eitz, so why shouldn't I have a challah shaped pri to call it Priya Dhamma? It's not considered to be a pri. If pri is defined by Orla, so why don't Chazal use the word Priya Dhamma? So we explain, and it's muchrach, you have to say this, that pre-aids is a phrase that is defined by Orla, and that works up over the Pasuk, when it tatim kol eitz machol, that's in the context of pre-aids. It works out very well with Shishis Mei Bracious, that is in the context of eitz pre-oisipri. Pre-adoma is a different idea. Pre-adoma means that in our minds, this is a significant product of the ground. So it makes sense to say that if a daitid ochi not the itch, you're going to call it a priyadama. That's what priyadama is. Priyadama means something which grows from the ground. A lot of things grow from the ground. Priyadama means a daitid ochi not the itch. I'm using the ground to produce this. I want to produce it from the ground. So a daitid ochi isn't an inyuchashivas. It has to be a choshev a pri. If I happen to decide that I want to chew in grass, not pri adama. So what's the difference? It is a product from the ground. So a daita d'acha means, but it's not a... The phrase pri adama means that I view it as something which the ground is producing, that I produce from the ground. So it has to be... So a daita d'acha makes sense. It should be a shir in chashivas, or it should be an indication of chashivas. All right? Now... Now we come to our sugya. So we say, I have pilpuli. The Gemara says, on one end, it's chayv and orla. On the other end, you could argue, it's not really a daita nochi, not the yinshe. No one plants the pilpuli to eat the pilpuli. You plant the pilpuli to make it as a spice of something else. So it's not so choshev. So now the Gemara says, so I understand Rabbi Yoina. Orla, finished. Chalu shem pri. Boy pri eitz. Taisi is hard to understand. So I suggested, well, it's missing on the daita rochi not the yinshe factor. Because a daita rochi is a shir and chashivos. You eat it as a spice, that's a choshev. But then I was thinking this morning, but I'm missing something, because a daita d'hachi is what's mechayiv priyadoma and not shahakal. So if I'm missing the daita d'hachi not the yinshei, so I should be caught between a shahakal and a bor priyates. So how do you get a bor priyadoma? What's he going to say? Some apshara. They didn't make it into AIDS, but it jumped out of Adam. You may have to say that. But Lachar is a very fudgy kind of a terrorist. So that's what I was thinking this morning. We didn't really fully answer the question. And then the Hemshech of Tos, Tzarechi. All right? So that's the Nukud I want to come back to revisit. And as I mentioned, it's a Teshuvah Sarajba. But I didn't realize the Teshuvah Sarajba is quoted in the Beis Yosef, so we can look at it together. Go ahead.
I was
going to
say, I think the
Rashba
ends up saying, like, because
some people have asked for it. Rashba, correct. Okay? Rashba quoted in the Beis Yosef. Same, okay. Shuvah. Kasa Rashba. Maybe it doesn't work. Sometimes. Right? Because of Rashba, Sha'alta Piltle Rativ to mind Mavar Chalev Boyri Priyadoma, Caveman Shem Gedalin Bo Elon. Alright, it's also an interesting phrase. He doesn't say Caveman Shem Chayom Bo Orla. The previous text made that point. But apparently Rashba holds that that's a getter of a part of the Gidrei Eitz. Now we have to come back to this Rashba and we learn the Gidrei Eitz in Tublath. Tshuva, Kevan she'ein noitin oison elo aldas she'yis yabshu v'yoichlu ruban shchukin kitavlin. Since a noitin oison, the main reason for planting the pilpul tree, the pilpul bush, is so that the pilpul will dry. And they will grind them. Right? That's why I think biyabesh, according to Rashba, means that the fruit's going to dry. Not biyabesh to eat it alone. She is yabshu. Kitavon, like spices. Ve'eino necholum if neyatzmam. Ela mi'utan, only some people. Lif omim. Se'ein mevorchen aleyen bari pri'eis. Ela bari pri'adama. Vekorei v'yosh lo yivorchu aleim ala shehako kekura, right? Vekorei v'yam. It almost, or it would make sense to say it should be a shehako like kura, because lav adaita gachi nata yinshe. Elafish nacholin hama adme yen bertivusan. V'adaita gachi nami nata k'tzas. No, how do you understand this Rashba? It's a chiddush. Until Kura was everything and nothing. Nobody plants a Kura tree. Nobody plants a date tree for Hartzafah. Nobody. Sometimes people will eat it, but no, that was not the intent of anybody. If there's a significant miyah, it's usually a significant miyah, we say it's like 10 to 15%, the miyah ha-motzi. Usually it's, because when there's one meshugah, so you can't say it's already a miyah. One guy is a statistical minority, but at some point you have to have a certain amount of, has to be something. If one guy decides to eat, he can change the whole world. The only bracha is to report to the Beis HaNagono to change the bracha. So usually a significant miyah is 10 to 15%, miyah ha-motzi in Allah. Usually in Miram Motzi, you only find it in the Rabbanan, usually. In the Rabbanan and Bracha. So the Rashba apparently is saying that the idea of Pilpula is that there's a Miram Motzi that do plant it in, for the purpose of eating it viritivta. So therefore what? So therefore, it's Nana Shahako. No. So it's a Burpi Adoma. So, how does the Rashba answer the question? The question was, it's a tree, it's chayiv in orla, it should be chayiv by pri eitz. So what does he answer? Roy people don't plant it for the dry pri. Roy people do not plant it for an edible situation. Roy people plant it to be ground down into a powder and mixed with something else. Right? And, you know, so if a person, you have to think Rashba, not Tosfos. So if a person eats the wet fruit, he takes a not fully dried peppercorn and he chews it, right? Because it's the Rashba, not the. So since you wouldn't be able to fit the taste into this Rashba, correct? Right? You couldn't read, if our reading of the taste is correct, you could not read into the Rashba. Because what he describes as biyabeshta, that's what the taste is calling biritivta. Right? Taisus calls biyabeshta eating the pepper alone. And biritivta eating with a mixture. The Rashba calls biyabeshta eating it as a spice, and biritivta eating it alone. Right? It's a little bit almost diametrically opposed. Right? So what's the Rashba say? Rashba says that by virtue of the halachas we've learned until now should be a bar priates. But it's not. Bar priates dame against the Rebbeinu Yonah. Why? So Rashba says, because adait the hachi, roiv people grow the pepper in such a way that it'll never get a bracha. Right? You can make a very, very spicy mixture, but apparently never gets a bracha. It's an order that should be schukin, ketavlin, like a spice. Eina nechol neyatzman. It'll always be a tofel to something. Right? Rive people. So now, a person wants to eat it in a way that is not, it's not a daitachi, not the yinshek. So it should be a shahakos? No. Amir amatsu. A significant minority grow for this purpose. So therefore, it becomes a priyadama. Right? So apparently he's saying that along the lines of what we said, if there is a minority who plans for this purpose, it's still called a priyadama. Still considered to be, you look at it, you say, this is a priyadama. It's grew from the ground, it's a significant, all right, fine. Why isn't it priates though? What happened to Orla? What's he going to bump it up and call it a Priya Dhamma? No, it's Orla. So what happened over here? No, what do you say?
It could be that in the state that people eat it, it's not yet Priya Dhamma. It's before it actually becomes free. So there are tips of stages before it becomes a complete free baby.
It's not a pre-ates yet. I don't know. It's especially difficult in the Rashba, because the Rashba says that Orla is going to be magdir in power and Elon is. Very difficult. Nope, what are you going to say?
I mean, you can give an answer maybe like Rashi on the Aleph that Das Inche, meaning if there's no, basically, what we'll like qualifies as das inch is that if there's no doubt, it depended on if it's mayat from the tree. So if it's not mayat from the tree, then it kind of just kicks it down to. No,
because Rashi, when they was explaining, he was discussing whether it should be bechlal priya adam or not.
Right.
It was never, the kura was never a candidate for priya eitz.
Right, but I'm saying, but if it's candidate for priya eitz and it's not das inch for that, but it doesn't detract from the tree, maybe you can kick it down to
adjust Adama. Seeing that it was dropped. It really had the bracha of Repriates, and then it got dropped. Because Lava that didn't inch it, not the Yachi.
Yeah.
It could be, but it doesn't seem to be what he's saying.
Right.
No, but what do you say? We have a Lush, Nachas Darga. So Rashba would use a Lush, Nachas Darga, Lachar. No?
I don't know if he's talking of the story or just mechanically. The Chayel, one of the Kuros that we saw, he turns it as any time it's not that fast in mind, it only goes down one level.
Mm-hmm.
If it was going to be ice, it goes down to the
That's what the Anna was saying.
Right. So that in Korah, we were saying, at most it'll be a Dhamma, and the Ritva says, because at most it is tree.
It's right. It's not a pre.
Right. And the point is, Mamish is tree. So we would say, if it goes down one, it goes down to the Dhamma.
So Enoch is Darga. It sounds like what he's saying is really it should be a shahako. And he should be happy that he made it to Adama. Right? The pilp is really a shahako. Who eats who plants it for this purpose? Right? So it doesn't sound like it's a nachas darga. No? What would you say? Is there an assumption that the Rajbah could be having that we'd be missing? No? What assumption could the Rajbah have that would make this work? No, when?
Just because time world is
okay, no. I have to refine it.
This is Chayav Orala, therefore she didn't kill again, but it's Chayav Orala, so you said it.
Maybe, but the Gemara says,
right,
no, so you say it's correct, this is good.
Maybe not every creates that's Chayav Orala actually is, maybe it gets really its sustenance from the ground, and
you're making assumption that
there's a difference between the definition of creates going to Orla and creates going to the ground space.
You may have to say that, but that's also machudishtik. I was thinking about that. To say that defining something as a creates for Orla is again, to use an easy term to work, is an Indian of chashivas. In other words, that it's pre-eats the Gavi Orla is not a chalushain pre. It means that it's chashim. Orla lends chashivas to something. Nope. So if it's not chashim, Orla can't give it chashivas. Could be. I don't like it's a little bit too flimsy. But it could be. Could be that we have to reorient ourselves. That we went out on a limb. When we said that it was Orla gives a chalushain pri, maybe Orla just gives us something as the fact that the Torah said this chayvin Orla. So now in our minds we call it an eitz pri eitz. People refer to it that way. Like we learn pshat in the Bahag, right? The Bahag held that Eretz Yisrael is one way, Chuzot is the other way, right? Because Orla teaches people a way to talk about something. So what? The Rajbah is saying no one's going to look at a pilpul and ever think of it in terms of a chosh of a pri. Now, how many hilchos orla there are? Could be. But I was thinking of that another possibility. Can if something is not considered a pri adama, will the fact that it's chayv orla make it pri eitz? If you look at pri eitz as a subset of Pri Adama, there's a process. I don't know if Chazal actually sat down and mapped it out into like a tree diagram, but in their minds, if you look at it, that any product, any natural product of Pri Adama, right? Sometimes it'll get bumped up to be a Pri Eitz. In other words, like we have the Gabe Geffen, Ishtane Melius, Ishtane. Right? It got bumped up. We'll learn how much of it got bumped up. Mizrahis will discuss. We usually think of it in those terms. For the first mission of Ketzet Mavarchim, everything begins as Adama or Eitz. Right? Except for if they don't grow from the ground, if they're meat, cheese, eggs, they're going to be Shaka. Everything else begins as Pri Adama. Right? Now, if it's a chosh or a pri adama, if we can call it a pri eitz because of orla, well, it'll get into pri eitz. But if it doesn't make it into a Pri Adama, it can't be a Pri Eitz. So what Rashba might be saying is, this became a Pri Adama by the skin of his teeth. It's not a candidate to get bumped up. Korevoya to be a Shahako. It's really a Meikara Svara to be a Shahako. Most people do not plant peppercorn trees for pepper yavish, pepper yavitivta. It should really be a shaka. Because there are some people, a myriad of people, so therefore we're willing to call it a Pri Adama. But it doesn't come to the category of Pri Adama legitimately. Mimele can never get bumped up to a Pri Eitz. It doesn't really fit into the category of Pri Adama. If it would honestly come to, in other words, it's as if to say, even for the Lundershim, it's like there are two halachas of Pri Adama. There's the legitimate Pri Adamas, their peiros, adai to the insheinat tehachi. So it's a Pri Adama. Now, if it's chayv and orla, it becomes a Pri Eitz. Right? But if something's not, then it's different than a Pri Adama. It's a choshev shahako, an upgraded shahako, a mainstream shahako. Right? But it's not really Pri Adama. No, what's the problem with this mahalach? No?
Why is that enough to make
it a dumb? So that's not, that's the kashan of Rashba. The Rashba says it.
No.
Okay.
It's not that
dimension. Was that?
It's not that
dimension. So that didn't be bigger kashan.
Why is it
Chayv and Orla? Torah is Chayv and Orla. Torah is but you're on the right track. No? What's the bigger problem? Go ahead.
Because
of
the
tree
in the first case, someone
started
bumping it up. Why
don't
we just bump it up
today? So Rashba says it got bumped up, it got capped. It's not a such a. It made it by the skin of his teeth. Right? So, not a full-fledged. But kosher, we made it into a... Some yeshivas have two levels of smicha. Right? They have a rabba mara and a yara yara. Right? What the rabba mara means... We'll give him the title. He'll be a valuable player for Klal Yisrael. He shouldn't pass it. Well, give him a title. Rabbi Meira, so it'll be a valuable play. Right? Said years and years ago when the Rav used to give, it was like the 50s, the Rav used to give the Bechinas for Smicha. So they once heard he used to give the Bechinas in Rabbi Chalab's office. So the guy has heard him yell at somebody, people told me, in a shrill tone, he said, I'll give you a Smicha, but don't you ever dare pass in a shy. But kosher, he made it to the category. All right? But tonight you're not going to bump him up, right? You're not going to get, he'll never get his smicha. It's like having some universities have a BA, have an MA and an MS, right? An MA is what we call good, thanks. Degree, and it's and an MS is he did all the credits, but don't, with this he can't get a PhD, right? An MA, you can go on to get a PhD, sometimes you get a vet standing in it, an MS, it means, all right, you get this, but don't come back to me and say, I have a master's, now you can apply for a PhD program. When you apply for a PhD program, it's when the merit of your BA. So but kosher, they got a period dhamma. But what is the bigger cash in this? No? This is the bigger cash is, how do we reconcile the Rashba with the Sugya? What was the sugya? The sugya is saying it's chayiv it's chayiv in orla. The sugya should have, according to the Rashba, I mean, when you say my pshat, or even if you say what you're suggesting before, bar chashiv, I put it in terms of chashivas. The sugya goes out of its way to say pilpul, it's chayiv in orla. According to Rashba, why did the sugya say pilpul gets capped off by the bor pri adama? No further. Right? Have you learned pshat in the Rashba? Any pshat you want in the Rashba. Why isn't it chayiv? It's gedelet ba'ilan. So he says, karoy hoya, it should have been a shahako. and we made it into a bar v'adam. So what's the sugya telling me? Eitz a piri yeshava. No. So as if the Rashban had a different Gemara. He didn't, because the kasha comes from our Gemara. So when the Rashba finishes his teretz, so how did he learn from the Gemara? What was the point of talking about the oral in the Gemara? What was the point of a chiddush akra? Says chayv in orla. So why is it shlept in tilchas brachas? Pashtus says the son of the brachas given to mechayv like that. Rabbi Yehuda says. No, I mean, you can ask the same kasha on Tosfos. Just Tosfos doesn't address it. So he's kigoyin lidvarye mevorchen alav bari pri adama, because again it's part of a mixture. So what did Orla do for us? In Tosfos you can squeak out and say, well, the Orla gave it enough chashivas. You can't say the Rashba. The Rashba's chashivas comes in because of the Nashamira. Tosfos, you can squeak at the say. Orla gives chashivas another din. Orla sometimes is not defining its people, but gives a chashivas. Very fungi. I think the Rashba is very difficult, no? No, what would you say?
Approaching Das, maybe it can only go so far. The fine has a halacha arla, but still, it's not going to influence me. I'll shove so much that I'll say, okay, fine, this is the fruit.
Fine. But the Gemara, what do you do with the Gemara?
It's arla defines my Das. It tells me that it's a fire, but it doesn't define my Das enough that I could say it's a fruit. Like, somebody will tell me tomato is a fruit. Like, I know technically it is, but I always think of it as a vegetable. It doesn't matter. It has certain properties.
So you're saying that the Orla bumped it up from Shahako? The Rashba doesn't say so.
The fact that Mia eats it, that's what bumps it up.
No.
Orla, in such a living situation, is not going to influence my thought at all.
So it's the Orla's a dead issue. So why are we talking about it? Why is Orla raising our sugya? It doesn't go anyplace. No, let's look at Tosfos. Viritiva kigoyin ledvarye mevorchen alei bari pri adama aval yabesh tolei mevorchen alei v'chein halacha b'zangvila. Right? Now this will be pointed out yesterday. How can you say v'chein halacha b'zangvila? Zangvila is no din of orla gabi zangvila. Right? So Rashba will say, who's talking about orla? Right? But l'chor, we haven't seen it in Tosfos. How can Tosfos deny the sugya? In other words, I'm asking the following: is if Orla is a significant player in our sugya, and even if we say what Ezra said, that Orla schlepped it into Bar Piyadama, so how will that apply to Zangvila? V'chein masmerishal grupoli. Shein regilin lechol ella bertiva, kigoyin biladvarya, ein mevorchen alein klal biyabeshta, avol eitz shol kinemun shikarin kanila, mevorchen alein borei pri adomam, mipnei shiregilin laochloi biyoyvesh, v'gamu godel ala oretz k'may kinim. What's this avol? I will eat some cinnamon, right? I have cinnamon. Cinnamon is primarily used as a spice, right? Cinnamon is primarily used with other things. So if a person eats a heavily, I don't know if there is such a thing, but if you'll find in some culture a paste which is primarily cinnamon, and you eat it with a spoon, so now we know that you'll make a bari pri adama. What happens if a person chews on cinnamon sticks? So Tosfos says, if you chew on Yam Beshta, because in Tosfos' language, Yam Beshta means eat it alone, right? So I will eat Shel Kinnamon. Why? I don't know if that's still true nowadays. People chew on cinnamon. But apparently, if it's not a Gemara, if it's not a Tosfos, they would chew on cinnamon. So you'd make a Bari Priyadam, so that I understand very well. That fits it perfectly. Right? It's nothing to do with the pilpulin. Right? It borrows the din of pilpulin. In that it's distinguished from pilpulin. It's a bari pri adama because I died to the ochi, not the yinshe. Fine. I'm assuming it's not a chayav in orla cinnamon, not a pri. But it's not a pri. It's the cinnamon. I believe is not the botanical pri of the plant. But so it should really be a shahako. But we call it a pri. A day to the ochi, not the difference, it's called a pri. That's what pri adama means. Pri adama means a day to the ochi, not the insha. Nope, that's very good. And then he says, Va'al tzuker, mevorachin v'arei pri eitz, ki yari im divshi. What is that talking about? What is Tosfos saying to me? Because I have a sweet forest. So that's referring to sugar cane. Yari Bibshi sugar cane. Nope. Where did this come from? Creates. I'm assuming it's not the Navarro agave sugar cane. Nope. Only one way out of this. What would you say? Go ahead. I have to say, no? Now it's the Mukhrach to say. Apparently there's another Bar Breitz track. Ki Yariyim Divshi. If the Torah says that it's Shlomo HaMelech called it a forest made out of trees. Shlomo HaMelech was machshev it like an eitz. No. You have to say it. Only because the Shlomo HaMelech referred to it as a forest.
But is that talking about sugar or not?
Chazal said referring to sugar. Zed Tzuker. It's not referring to. Not referring to tamarim. Tamarim comes out of the out of dates. So what's a sweet forest? Sugar, a sugarcane forest.
Could you say in the Gemara that the reason that the Gemara brought in Ola is because to say that with das it gets undone, so it should be more than.
Yeah. How can you say that though? We have two examples now of where the Torah said, right? The next thing, Egos, I assume, is a classic thing. Egos is a peri, because I died to talk in that inshe, and it's Orla, so nothing a problem. Right? But now we have two. We discussed yesterday that there's a discussion amongst the Rishonim. The Sharitzian quotes that maybe anything which is a peirish and ishtabacho ben Eretz Yisrael should always be a bari creates. So apparently, now we have two sources to say that something can be a bari creates because the Torah was machshavim. All right. Now, if you say it that way, so now let's come back to our din of Orla. What's our din of Orla? Ayin of Orla is that the Torah said Eitz Pri. Right? Not Eitz Pri. It was a Lashon? Eitz Machal. And the Gemara says, why is it saying Eitz Machal? So the Gemara says, because it wants to teach you the din of Pilpulin. Hayoytzi Mizeh is the Torah out of its way to talk about a Pilpul plant. Right? As we pointed out yesterday. That's the Lashon of Rashi and Sukkah. The Torah focus, right, if you have the Likutei Rashi. But the Rashi in Sukkah, I thought it was clearer than that. Eitz machol is not referring to an esrog. It's not referring to tilson. It's referring to pilpul. So Yosef, he says, is determined out of his way and identified a pilpul plant. It's a little bit difficult. So the Gemara explains, l'lamedcha, because the Torah wants to identify something else. That, ein etzrol chaseira klum. So this Eitz Machol is ki'ilu an Eitz sh'nishtabcha v'eretz Yisrael. The Torah went out of its way to say Eitz Machol. I want you to know there is something in Eretz Yisrael that is still like Gan Eden. Eitz Yipir Yeshava. She'ein chaseira klum. There's no hanon in the world is missing in Eretz Yisrael. Right? So it could be that the Tesis learned Shana Gemara that the din of Orla and Ar Gemara is not to indicate to us that there is that it has a Chalushein tree. Tesis would say you can't have a Chalushein tree on something which is primarily grown to be ground down and to be eaten as a tofel or something else. You can't call it a pre. Can't be called pre-ates. Right? On the other hand, if the Torah out of its way to say, I want you to know there's a tree, and it is megalit to us, the chashivas of Eretz Yisrael. There's a tree that you have to know about. Eitzay and Piriyay Shabbat. And the Torah was megalitous in the context of Orla. So that gives such chashivas to this plant. Now, Tosfos now says, goes off in a different way, if Shlomo HaMelech found that there was one, something that he referred to as a tree, so apparently that also gives it more chashivas. So what we're saying then is that Borei Priya Eitz is an upgraded Vri Adam. Al-Piroid will be upgraded because it has another Chalashem and Halacha Priya Eitz. Because the Torah defined Priya Eitz, gave it a different, we'll discuss later on, that maybe it's to Megala another aspect of the Vriya. As we'll discuss later on, that Priyadom and Priyat are different Mahalachim and the Briya, one which reinvigorates itself and one which is there throughout the winter. So, but if I have something which is more than a Priyad, which is a Priyadom, but the Torah addresses it in some fashion as an eitz, right? Shlomo HaMelech then bumped and makes it into a more choshev. Shtani, like you have, Bor Priya Gofen is bumped out of Bor Priya Eitz. Right? Bor Priya Eitz is bumped out of Bor Priya Adama. Sometimes the Torah wants to address, call it the process, the Torah wants to, Chazal wants us to appreciate another aspect of the Briya. So apparently, the purpose of Orla in the context of Pilpuli was not, according to Tais, according to Rabbeinu Yoina, we don't need any of this. I mean, it's very posh. Everything stays the same. Orla gives it a chalosh and free. End of story. But according to the Tais of the Rajba, and now let's focus on Tosfos, apparently this sugya of Eitz Pri, Eitz Macho, was not, we were blindsided because it comes right after the sugya of Orla, that Orla is of Tzlaf. But it's really telling us a different din, that Orla, the chiyam of Orla, you can say one of two things. Either it gives a chalushein for the gavet Tzlaf, because that seems to be what's going on in Lamed Vav, Amen off the bottom, right? Or in this case, the din of Orla is simply, it cannot give an eighth spree because it's used also as tough as something else. But that in this case, it's pointing out that the Torah identified this pilpul plant. Right? Since the Torah was machshavit, right? So therefore it gets bumped up. But the pilpul plant should really only be a shahako. Right? Because no one plants it for yaveshta. And according to Tosfos, people plant it for ritivta. So they really plant it to be a topel to something else. So that means people don't plant it to be a peri in and of itself. So it should really be a shahako. So Tosfos will say, this is still not part of the Rashba. Tosfos will say, our sugya is pointing out it's a choshev a shahako. So it gets bumped up into Priya Dhamma, but you can't call it Priya Dhamma. The Rashba, we stuck. Right? The best we can do, I think, when we suggested it, I think Anime suggested it, that maybe what the Rashba is saying, that it's an Ikar Chosam HaSefer, is that the din of Orlam bumps it up. Nevertheless, the Rashba says, what are the right to call it a Priya Dhamma though? Soif only gets eaten as a spice. Right? The usual person eats it for Ritivta. Like again, the Rashba is Ritivta. He says it's a wet fruit. That's not. It's a small group of people will refer to it as even a Priya Dhamma. It's nothing. It's really Shulisha Hakko. See, justifying how you can call it a pre. There's a little bit, a group of people who call it a pre, so we can call it a pre. It's justifying the nusach. But the position will still be based on the Gemara. I'm not happy with it because the Rashba could have told us that in another few words. But it's very difficult. Unless the Rashba had different gears than the Gemara, which it doesn't sound like from the Kash Kiddush. Okay, any harms? Go ahead, Michael.
Sugar and
pilpul.
Why is sugar
getting haditz? Right, so sugar, we're not really yet ready to discuss sugar entirely because we have to learn the sugar dush. Sugar is at three machlokes of shayim. Whether if you suck a sugar cane,
it's not eating as
it's not talking. I don't think this is no, this is not talking about taking what we call the white powder. Right? This is talking about taking a sugar cane and sucking on it. So it's a three machlokes, whether it's shahakol, hadam reitz. So we're a little bit premature to discuss it because it comes up in Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, haidush of the tamrei. Whether it's a difficult Rambam, so I'd rather hold off on it. Alright? In other words, what I'm saying is that you see from this Tosfos the idea that something that's mentioned in Tanakh picks up chashivus on its own. And you see from this Tosfos, it can pick up enough chashivus to be called haitz. Right? But more than that, we have to wait till. You question why doesn't pilpul get bumped up all the way? So the answer, I think, is because apparently there was a much more significant group of people who would actually suck sugarcane. Could also be because sucking sugarcane is a more pleasurable experience than chewing on pilpul. So the Rishonim say, at the end, your mouth is burning hot, so it's not going to make a bracha. How can you say? Apparently, enough people enjoy it, but still, such a strange hanah. They didn't want to give it the full fledged bracha. We'll have to discuss when we get to Lamed Ches. Yeah.
Why are these tosfos getting so complicated? Do we have any reason to say why tosfos had to bring this additional idea, and not just say they're getting on? What forced us to say that
Hashem
was
his name in fact? What forced Hashem to say Zabar Kriyadam? Why did he say Zabar Kriyates? Why didn't Hashem just fall in line and say that is it textually like that? I don't know. So once we see that he says this then, I think we can conclude from it. What actually drove Tosfos to say that it couldn't be AIDS? I don't know. Okay, so again, just a sikkum. What do we say? So we pointed out that there are possibly three mouthful to the sugya. Right? Number one, we pointed out that pilpula yabishta is a machlokes shahakal and barik yadom. That we did not discuss. Sorry, shahakal alo klum. Right? Pilpula yabishta is a machlokes shahakal alo klum. Instead, we again, we'd rather discuss it with the sugya of shahakal. Come back to pilpula yabishta. Pilpula retivta. Two pshatan and mitzias. One is that it's ground pepper that apparently was mixed with something to make something that was an edible pepper dish. Right? I imagine it's along the lines of hummus. It was ground down, and as Taisha says, it's something that the pepper is there as a spice. The Rajba, I think, says that retivta means an earlier stage in the plant when one could still chew on the pepper fruit. So now the question is, the Gemara says retivta one makes a bracha. So the Rebbe Yenner finishes up by saying yes, Nefer Chayev in the Barak Yates, right? Both Rebbe Yenner and the Taisha say it's Chayev and Barak Yedama. The Rashba explains because Adaita Dachi Nata Miut Anoshim, and it really should be a Shahakol, but it got bumped up into Adama, and we left basically with the Tzarechi and Godol. What does he do with the sugya? How does he pshat the sugya? Explain the possibility, but in terms of really being satisfied that this is what the Rashba says, it's a little bit unsatisfying. And Tosfos seems to, both the Rashba and Tosfos seem to say that a bari pri'eitz is a bracha that's conferred upon something because it's an upgraded adama. The Rebbe Yonah may just say no. Boy creates is a separate bracha, tamuchra, but you could say it's a separate bracha on something which is chayim orla. End of story. The Rashba and Tosfos both say it's a bracha that is conferred and upgraded by Boy Adama. Right? So now the question is, how does it get upgraded? So Tosfos says a little bit chashivas upgraded into Adama. Just as we've seen that sugarcane has chashivas because it's mentioned in Tanakh. And then we would explain the Gemara that Eitz Macho, Eitz Shapir Shomis went upgraded to Bor Piyadam. Alright? Now there's one sticky point that works well for the Rashba, but we still will be stuck now in Tosfos. And that is Zangvil. Alright? So Zangvil, according to Rashba, fits it perfectly. Right, because the Rashba, we're not sure what he does with the sugya of the orla. Right, so you say, and the Gemara says, v'chein kosa zangvila. Right, so fine. Probably the same deal as pilpul, but according to Tosfos says, "Chayin alocha bezangvila." The what? That it's really a shahakal, because only there's something that's usually with other things. Himlisa over Tivtovi Abeshta, right? So why does it ever get bumped up to Bor Pri Adama? So it's conceivable to me to say the following. When you look at the Gemara never really identifies a food that is a pepper food, according to Tosfos. Tosfos says, B'tivta pigoin litravia, which is really your zangvil. So Tosfos may end up saying, it's a technical point, that zangvil was something that people taka ate as part of a paste. Pepper, he doesn't have. If you read Tosfos, he says, B'tivta, all right. Zangvil was himlasa. People knew about it. It was a halacha for himlasa. Bishal Akum discussed about himlasa. Plata's akin. Himlasa was something that they were aware of. But apparently, Tosfos can't come up with a pilpul dish. So, consistent with what we're saying, it's conceivable that himlasa zangvil had enough chashivos that it got bumped into Bor Pri Adama. But pilpul was only in the basis of Eitz Macha. Right? If you look at the Tosfos, it sounds like Retiva, Kagoin what? Kagoin the food that we're aware of, Lagabe Zangvil. So the Gemara doesn't mention what Retiva was, and the Tosfos doesn't mention it. So it's a possibility. Otherwise, it's a sticky point, because if the din of Pilpul is going to be dependent on Orla, how did Zangvil sneak in over here? If it's all the din of Chashivas, then we can say, you see, himlasa was a chashiv thing. They talked about this Indian himlasa. Right? I wanted to know the halachas. So that chashivas may be on par with the Eitzmach. Right? But hayoyse mikol zeh is that we're suggesting at the very least you can make a little chiddush or a big chiddush. And you have to make one chiddush. Right? The little chiddush is that eights that Orla defines pre eights. And in this case, Orla gave it chashivas because the Torah spoke about this tree. And it becomes a very, very pretty pshat in the sugya, why we say, and remember, Eretz Asher lo b'miskin tov olecha. The other way of saying it is that we learned from the sugya that Orla is a din of chashivas. Like we said yesterday, Dai Torah not the issue, is a din in chashivas, this is a din of chashivas. That's a bigger chiddush. L'chor, you need to have more rayas for that. Alright? And we also were successful in explaining is that Daita Dehochi, not the Inshe, explains or defines the idea of Pri Adam. Pri Adam is different than Pri Eitz. And that's Mukher from the Baha. Okay, I think we'll have Shir tomorrow because I want to make it a little bit weiter. So, at the beginning at least, Shemit Hashem will have a brief Shir at 11:30. Okay? And then the standard Makaris, what's other indicated is Gemara Rashi Tosfos, Tosfos Minu Yehuda, Rashbon the Ritva, and Rabbi Yonah. If you have time, the Rosh, but then to go to the Tur Beis Yosef. All right? Every time we finish the Sugi. What's that? Tomorrow, we will maybe just begin the Sugi of. You go till the sugi of Oros, I think. And again, I don't think we'll get so far tomorrow. The bottom place, you have to discuss it. A lot of halacha lemaisa now in the next sugi. Just wearing the pushes a little bit. So I don't know if we will get. You should go invite it till. You should get involved in Oros. Right? Then we'll discuss Oros on Wednesday. Tomorrow we'll just discuss the bottom of here. I don't think we'll do Iker and Tofim right now. Iker and Tofim is a sugi later on. So we're not going to do, we'll just discuss a little bit about the Zionists.